I'm Mike Strong in Hayes for HPPR. The book is Edward R. Murrow and the Birth of Broadcast Journalism by Bob Edwards. For the late 1940s, newspapers were still the prime news medium, with radio news second. Television was just beginning. Only a few houses had a television, usually black and white. Color was just around the corner. The first Edward R. Murrow I remember was the quote-unquote low Murrow of See It Now, a live program that was more entertainment. It was not until CBS reports in the documentary Harvest of Shame, shown on Thanksgiving 1960 about migrant workers, that I saw the serious and elegant news coverage for which Murrow was famed. That was called the H-I-G-H, High Murrow. Despite critical success with Harvest, the documentary won awards, became a model for making documentaries. Murrow was in deep disagreement with CBS. The corporation, and especially the show's sponsors, were not happy with Murrow's Let the Chips Fall journalism. They were ready to part company. 2 months later, in January 1961, Murrow became director of the United States Information Agency at the invitation of President John F. Kennedy. As director, Murrow requested the BBC to not show Harvest of Shame. Now, in a near reversal of roles, he pleaded that showing this seamy side of the country would damage the European view of the U.S. Well, BBC broadcast Harvest of Shame anyway. They had bought the rights fair and square. It was all very ironic, even the results. For all the prestige, the Harvest of Shame did not appear to change much at all. The organizing of Cesar Chavez and others was far more direct. One of the first items I wanted to check in Bob Edwards' book on Edward R. Murrow was whether Edwards would list other journalists who also went after McCarthy at the same time. Edwards paints the larger and more complex picture in which Murrow and CBS are a significant but hardly a total part. News reports alone will not remove an abuse of power. Facts won't do it, but factions probably will. McCarthy was widely reviled, but someone needed to bell the cat. Muckraker Drew Pearson, who gets only a name mentioned in Bob Edwards' book and is barely mentioned in the PBS McCarthy documentary, started out after McCarthy in mid-February 1950 with a series of columns. There is irony here because Pearson was getting leaks about other politicians from McCarthy as a source via Jack Anderson, Pearson's associate and later Pearson's successor. The New Yorker's Richard Rovere criticized McCarthy. The New York Post ran a 17-part series under the label Smear, Inc. See It Now with Murrow began going after McCarthy in 1951. By December 1954, enough baggage was clinging to McCarthy that it was time to shove him out the door. Whether there was really a collaboration with signals from the Eisenhower White House to Murrow, the old story repeated in Edwards' book and in the PBS documentary McCarthy, or whether it was just time is an unanswered question. McCarthy lasted long enough to cause a great deal of damage. And while McCarthy himself would be gone, the red baiting would continue for several years. Leaks are not well understood. They're often official dish or trial balloons or just a back alley way of getting at rivals or all the off the record background earned from a high official or high official said attributions. In the mid-1970s, as an area reporter for the Geneva Times, I was covering a county assembly meeting for a vacationing reporter when the Republican county attorney got on the podium to point me out to the assemblage to excoriate me and my reporting. The next Tuesday, I got a phone call from his secretary asking me to come by. They had something for me. I assumed it was some sort of complaint. Instead, John's secretary handed me a large, sealed manila envelope. It was filled with documents aimed at discrediting a political rival, a Democratic judge. Openly tearing into me at the county assembly meeting, gave himself cover to avoid being suspected of being the source for the information he handed me a couple of days later. So now you know about leaks. I'm Mike Strong in Hayes for HPPR, Radio Readers Book Club.